Tell us so people understand the kind of complexity and physical challenge of the modern pentathlon. Tell us about the different events.
Okay, well, Nick, it's an event that takes place over over one day now, and it's five different events. So we have a shooting. It's an Olympic air pistol shooting event. And then you go straight on to the fencing sal, which you fence every single athlete in the competition, sudden death, a lethal blow simulation, and that's epee. We go from there to the swimming pool, where it's a 200-meter time trial. Literally, faster you go, more points you get. From there to the show jumping arena, unknown horse. You get 15 minutes to warm it up. Then you show jump over 12 obstacles, including doubles, triples, water jumps. And if that's not enough, you then go on to the cross-country running trail, where you have a 3,000-meter race to the line. First over the line wins the gold.
Well, tell me, because I think most people, when I tell this story, just do not believe it. I remember Sonny Jurgensen tearing his Achilles tendon in a rut in the New York Giants Yankee Stadium field back many years ago with Larry Brown, the great running back, as their star, and the Redskins were, I think, undefeated. And suddenly Sonny Jurgensen, their aging quarterback, tore his Achilles tendon. That was basically it. I mean, he was gone for more than a year. And the story I have heard from you is that you actually tore your Achilles tendon. How badly did you tear it?
That's correct. It was 2003, my final season as an Olympic stroke international athlete, and I ruptured and lacerated my right tendon on the track down at Team Bath, which is Bath University in the UK, and my physical therapist there analysed it very, very quickly and scanned it on the MRI and an ultrasound, and basically said, James, you're going to be 14 weeks before you're walking on this, let alone running. And of course, as you know, Nick, you know that I was building up to my final competition in my career. This was my swan song, my retirement, where I had
and you wouldn't have it
captaincy. No, absolutely. I mean, as all of the Olympic athletes and professional athletes, as you know, you tell an athlete to do one thing and they do exactly the opposite. You tell them to rest, and the first thing they want to do is go out and train. And you know, it's very difficult for any professional athlete to say it's the end. So exactly that. I turn to what I know, which is nutrition and physiology of how the body works, in order to heal myself.
Well, let's talk about what happened then. And 22 days later, after you took a certain product, a new product, an experimental product, 22 days later, you were running. How far did you run?
Well, on the first run, it was literally just a sort of a recovery and rehabilitation run. So it was just literally going out and jogging very, very gently over about a mile and a half. It was about 3K.
That's far enough.
But just at that point then, I knew that my tendon had glued itself together enough to get into basic rehabilitation. I had to be very cautious, obviously, because you don't want to re-rip it, but, you know, I was...
You had to ice it down afterwards. What other things were you doing besides, before we talk about what this product was, what did you do after you ran a mile and a half on, and what had been 3 weeks earlier, a torn Achilles tendon?
Yeah, well, literally, you know, as all pro athletes go, we always have to get rid of inflammation, so it's a case of resting and applying ice and making sure you're taking weight off the actual injury itself. And
you doing electrical stim or anything?
Sorry?
Electrical stim or anything like that?
No, I mean, it was just very much a case of, you know, looking after myself, eating healthily, isolating the actual problem area, which was obviously the Achilles tendon, and doing as little as possible other than when I had to train on it to get my body back into peak performance for the European Championships.
Well, what we're going to talk about the last few minutes of the show today is what you took, and as you look at what's happening in the pros with the 162-game regular season, with people like Tom Glavine at the age of 41 and Kenny Rogers at the same kind of age, throwing the ball 93 miles an hour, that the ability to recover, and then we're talking about the NBA now, 82 games, the constant pounding, and of course the NFL itself, the ability for tissue to recover, not just the joints,
absolutely,
but the soft tissue we're talking about, like the Achilles tendon.
Yep.
That's got to be crucial for those people that dream of having, you know, a functional health as they get into their 40s and 50s, let alone playing at the highest level in the world. It has to be a constant journey to find what's working out there. So what was it that you were taking, and tell us,
well,
how,
you know,
people can get a hold of it.
Just before I mention that, Nick, I just want to pick up on what you just said. You know, I was talking to a very good friend of mine who's Professor Greg White, who's the senior physiologist at UK Sport, and he has been analyzing professional athletes now for years and years and years, and he's talking about the professional football players, and that's your guys, and the professional rugby players, that's our guys, And, you know, the statistics, the clinical studies are coming up now that 90% of professional athletes post 40 years old have at least one athletic or arthritic or seriously ruptured joint. That's 90% of pro athletes playing in American football or English rugby or Australian rules are suffering from joint problems and joint health issues of this type, which is significant. You know, so when I've stumbled across this product, purely and simply in my own personal performance, it's going to make such a big difference. You know, and that's,
okay, so the product is called Protocol. It's basically nutritional collagen. We've heard about collagen with regard to the skin.
Yep.
But in the last 20 seconds in this segment, tell us what is special about it and what it can do. Basically, it restores suppleness that you begin to lose as you get older.
It's a nutritional supplement. Protocol is a unique formulation from the UK. It's type 1 and type 2 collagen. So that's your hairs, your skin, your nails, but also your connective tissue, your ligaments, tendons, cartilage, joint health. We're talking bone density, so it's great for the ladies as well, post-menopause. The whole shooting match is the primary structural protein in your body. It's essential for everyone post-mid-20s.